up, Energy fam? This is Justin, and welcome back to another episode of Wicked Energy with JG. My goal with each episode is to deconstruct the minds of today's energy thought leaders to uncover their framework and tools used in their journeys of providing energy to the world. So sit back, relax, and remember that everything you see around you requires some form of energy. What's up, Energy fam? Welcome to the very first episode of Wicked Energy with JG. If you look around, energy surrounds all of us. Energy is absolutely critical for the survival and advancement of human civilization. And the reality is, we will need to generate much more of it in order to power the entire planet, which is arguably the most important mission for global energy producers. Each episode aims to deconstruct the minds of today's energy thought leaders to tease out the frameworks, lessons learned, habits, and tools used to contribute to providing reliable, affordable, and abundant energy to the world. Now, a little about me. I grew up in an entrepreneurial family in Vernon, British Columbia. I moved there when I was 5, born in Calgary, Alberta originally. Grew up in the Okanagan Valley, two parents, the most hardworking individuals I've ever known in my entire life. And throughout high school, you know, I wakeboarded, snowboarded, really lots of outdoor activities, grew up playing sports. And I was definitely not focused on academics nearly as much as I was on partying and really just having a good time and playing sports. Anyway, didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated high school. And essentially, I had a cousin who was selling wellheads for FMC at the time. He came over and he kept telling me, and this was the Christmas before graduating, and he kept telling me about his job, how he'd take customers out, playing golf, doing this, you know, going on trips, fishing, all the stuff that seemed like a person shouldn't be getting paid to do. But he was, and he was getting paid pretty good money to do it. So I asked him, I said, "Cousin John, I want to get a job what you do." He said, "Yeah, I'm in the oil and gas. You should try it out. I've been in my entire career and it served me well." I said, "No kidding. All you do is have fun and get paid to do it." So anyway, I said, "I want a job downtown Calgary. I'll move from Vernon, British Columbia to Calgary. I'll get a place, live the high life, make a bunch of money. Perfect. The Canadian dream." Well, it didn't turn out that way. I ended up going and working for Precision Drilling at the age of 18 when I graduated high school. I went to a roughneck training course called PITS, roughneck training course. And essentially, it was a two-week training course to learn how to use tongs, the terminology on a drilling rig, and a few ins and outs of what to expect when you go into the middle of nowhere and work on a drilling rig. Well, that was quite the shocker. And I thought I was going to get a job downtown Calgary, but that just wasn't the case. Anyway, a few years goes by. I realized I didn't want to continue working on the rigs. Now, again, I have nothing but the utmost respect for drilling hands, field personnel. That's really where the magic happens. And if it wasn't for all those hardworking, dedicated individuals making countless sacrifices for their family, for themselves, for their social well-being, we wouldn't be near where we're at today as civilization. But anyway, went back to school, did my petroleum engineering technology, got out, started working for an oilfield service company. And I was very fortunate enough to get transferred from the Canadian office to the Marcellus Shale in 2010, right at the beginning of the shale revolution. What an amazing experience. I couldn't be more thankful for that because it really, you know, put me in an interesting position in the US. And that's really what kicked off my career down here in the United States. And that was on the drilling fluid side. So still connected to drilling operations, but more on the drilling fluid side. Anyway, again, big shout out to my wife. At the time, we had gotten engaged and my great honeymoon was in Fort Worth, Texas, well, Grandview, which is close to Fort Worth during mud school. Anyway, I say that to say this. I met my beautiful wife and I was working drilling rigs. This was back in 2000, well, right when I graduated high school and I was working rigs. And the reason I bring that back to her is because the support that she's given me throughout my entire career has been amazing. Fun fact, when I accepted the role in Pennsylvania, it was when we were building a house in Calgary. And I basically told her halfway through building the home that I was going to get up and go to Pennsylvania. I'm sure you could tell how that conversation went. Anyway, she's still with me today. Big shout out to Nicole Gauthier. If you can find her on LinkedIn, she's the owner of Wicked Holdings. Anyway, I can't speak highly enough about her. Without a successful support system at home, nothing's possible. Anyway, so I'm in the Marcellus Shale, bounced there from down to Houston, Houston back to Denver, Denver back to Houston, all while being in the oil field service sector, working for the current my current employer. So getting back to the podcasting thing, where I started learning about podcasting is I'm a big health and fitness nerd, and I wanted to open up a gym. And one of my buddies told me, man, go follow Barbell Shrug. They have a podcast, and they literally lay out everything you need to know to build a podcast, or sorry, to build a gym through podcasting. I was like, well, surely it can't be that great if they're giving all this information for free. Well, it turns out they were. They found value in educating the public, educating their audience. And in turn, they were building trust with their community, and they were building a great name for themselves. And I just thought it was such a neat platform. And this was probably back in 2016, maybe. So yeah, it was just such a cool platform. And then as I was listening to more health and fitness podcasts, I thought to myself, surely there has got to be an oil field podcast. And I mean, because if they're providing as much information on the health and fitness side, someone has to be doing this on the oil and gas side. And if not, I want to be doing that, because I think it's amazing to build a community around the initiatives and just around providing great information to the ecosystem. Anyway, get into podcasting in 2018, and it's been an absolutely wonderful journey so far. I've met a ton of great people. I've been involved with a lot of great events, a lot of great causes, and just the support around podcasting in general has been phenomenal. There's been a ton that have entered the space, and I always say the pie is big enough for everybody. So, you know, the more the merrier, the more people that can get into podcasting, share their stories and humanize our industry and energy in general, just helps advance our industry, helps advance the initiatives behind energy. And ultimately, it's a great way to connect and get to know the people within our industry who are really making a difference to provide energy to the world. So that's a little about me. Lastly, I really want to help change the narrative and take it from us against them to us and them. In order to solve one of the biggest challenges related to energy, we're going to need to come together as energy providers and leverage each other's experience, talent, technology, resources to make all of this happen. This us against the world mentality is just, it has to stop. And we need to have constructive conversations around the entire spectrum to make this dream become a reality. I want to thank everyone that's listening that has supported my podcast journey so far. And for those just getting started, I'm deeply humbled that you decided to listen to this first episode of Wicked Energy with JG. I'll see you next time. Until then, peace. Thanks again for listening to the very last guest in me. If you find yourself immersed in the exciting world of energy, be sure to subscribe and share it with your brothers, sisters, and family.